So far this year, 5 people have drowned in the Gulf of Mexico off Panama City Beach. Local Bethany Null was almost the 6th. Rather than the Gulf, Null said she was swimming in the bay near the DuPont Bridge near Tyndall Air Force Base when she felt the telltale tug of a rip current. "I'm an avid swimmer," she said. "I was a lifeguard in my teens. I couldn't get out of it. I never thought I would be caught in a rip current." Null and her sister, who was also caught, were pulled almost out to the channel area where large cargo and military ships were a frequent sight. There were a lot of other swimmers in the area, but no one was really paying attention as they were pulled further and further out, and their strength began to wane. She said, "I had swallowed a lot of salt water. I was choking, I was scared, and it just kept pushing me out." She tried swimming parallel to shore, the oft-repeated lesson on how to get out of a rip current, but it was too wide and too strong, her efforts leaving her with nothing but the strength that barely lay on her back. Exhausted, her head barely above water, Null struggled to stay afloat. When she didn't come home, she thought, her wife would contact the Coast Guard, but by then, they'd be searching for bodies. "I was thinking," she said, "this is it." I had actually began to cry. "I'm a local, and I know there's people out there who have died. There's kids that have been taken by that current." But then, from around the corner, hope appeared in an unlikely form. A jet ski. A man with his young daughter on his back rode up to the sisters, asking if they were all right and towing them both back to shore. The man rode out before they could get his name, and Null said she's currently trying to track him down to thank him. "I would love to find this man," she said. "So if you're out there and you are this jet skier, or if you know who this jet skier was, please reach out to us and we will hook you up with Null."